And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. He adored Elaine. That was plain to see. His support for the Crossroads community was evident in his written words on his blog, Crossroads Currents, and him and Elaine's attendance at numerous musical and arts events. This impact he has made on many of us will last our lifetime and beyond. Those are the words of KCUR listener Eric Pearson describing the man we remember in this segment, local writer Tom Ryan, who died suddenly late last month of a heart attack and whose recent memorial services in downtown Kansas City were as well attended as they were somber and reflective. More information on the life of Tom Ryan and his legacy is on our website at kcur.org. Right now, we welcome the Elaine that was adored, Elaine McMillan, Tom's life partner, who's here to honor Tom and talk about what he meant to the community. Welcome, Elaine.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, let me ask, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have a wonderful community of support and lots of family around taking care of me. A lot of people are taking care of me, which is not a normal position for me to be in, but for which I'm really grateful.
Tell us about Tom Ryan. Who was he?
Well, in a nutshell, that's almost impossible to do. He was quite what you would call a Renaissance man, I would say, because he was a military man. He was retired Army colonel. He lived all over the world. He had many amazing experiences in his life, but he was also a super kind, big-hearted, loving man who loved the arts, who loved literature, who loved theater and opera music. And he was just, you know, this quite full person who was full of life and who loved life and loved people.
Take us back, Elaine, to the day you met Tom Ryan. How did you meet?
Today, we met on April 16th of 2010. So Tom and I had been together for 2.5 years, basically. And he was introduced to me by my dear friend Pam Taylor, who at the time was the editor of Present Magazine, an online arts and literature magazine. And Tom had somehow come into contact with Pam and was starting to meet artists and write feature stories about them. And he didn't do critical pieces. He wrote about their passion and where their passion for art came from. And in speaking with Tom, Pam knew me, and she just thought that we would hit it off. So she brought Tom to an event at the Record Bar. I think I was producing a show for my friend Howard Iceberg that night. And so I was all over the place. You know, I was all busy and meeting and talking to people like I tend to do. And every once in a while, I would talk to Tom. And then at the end of the night, Pam said to Tom, "Well, how'd you like Elaine?" And he said, "Oh, she's great." And Pam said, "Well, did you get her number?" And he said, "No." And she said, "Well, go get it." So he ran over to me and got my phone number. And so,
how did it evolve from that?
We had dinner, and we're together ever since. I mean, we did have a lot in common as humans, and we're in a similar place in our life from our experiences that we had come from. We had some things in common, some painful things. We both had lost an adult child, and that was something that, of course, we bonded together on, but it was just the right time for us, and we had a wonderful time together.
We get an impression of what Tom meant to the city from those who did know him. Someone wrote in to you after his untimely demise that it was like downtown Kansas City was frozen still by his death. What did it mean to get that comment?
Well, it was amazing to me, the outpouring of phone calls, texts, emails, people contacting me, just wanting to say something about Tom and what he meant to them. And I thought that was a very insightful thing for someone to say. And it was someone who didn't really know him very well, who said that, you know, he just could feel this in the city, that the city came to a stop at that moment. And I've had so many people tell me the same thing about Tom, including my daughter-in-law and my grandsons and people. Lots of people have told me that Tom made them feel like they were important and that they could accomplish anything they wanted to do.
I can vouch for that personally. It makes you feel like
he did.
You're the only person in the room.
He looked at you straight in the eye. He listened to you with all of his being. And he believed in what you said you were going to do. And he did that for me as well. That was one of his gifts as a person to other people.
Now that he's physically departed, what's your impression based on this outpouring of support and condolences of what he meant and still means to the community, particularly of musicians and artists
mm-hmm.
who loved him and knew him?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's difficult because artists in general, if I could generalize, and I'm one myself, I'm a musician, you know, we do feel things deeply and intensely and passionately. And so a lot of people, I mean, there were people that he had just talked to that weekend that he had, you know, instilled within them this inspiration to do their art and to be true to their art. And, you know, my hope is that because of Tom, that these people will continue to do that and continue to blossom and grow. And, you know, I philosophize, I think about these things all the time. Why do we meet people? Why do we come in contact with people? You know, what is it about our life path that has brought us, it involved us with certain people? And I truly believe that we live here, we live to interact with other people and to learn, and that that's our life path. And so, and that was what Tom did as well. He, you know, loved to get out and talk to people and meet people. That was what inspired him.
In addition to playwriting and poems and editorial pieces and essays, Tom also wrote music lyrics too. He was a songwriter too. Did you guys write songs together? And
well, I think
how did you collaborate?
Yeah, that was what kind of happened was that, and I love to do that. I'd done that some in the past. And so, of course, as we were together all the time, it just seemed like a natural thing for him to bring me lyrics and ideas of songs. And then I fashioned them into a song with my melody and sang them. And that was something that we were really enjoying doing. And he did that with my dear friend Jason Beers as well, with whom I sing in the Brannock Device. And I think this was something that would have continued on for Tom. He loved music as much as he loved any other art form. So,
speaking of Jason Beers, joining us now live is Jason Beers from the Northland, the fellow musician with the Brannock Device group
with
Elaine that Tom loved a lot. Jason Beers, this must be a very bittersweet moment for you. You actually were the first person to find out that Tom had died suddenly, collapsed in downtown Kansas City of a heart attack. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I had just put two and two together. I saw a friend's post on Facebook regarding something about that, and then when Elaine was kind of looking for him, and it kind of put two and two together, and I was like, oh, no, and, you know, but Elaine actually called me first about it because she had found out, too, but I just had this horrible sinking feeling in my heart at the time.
What happened that day, Elaine? You were looking for him. He went out for a walk to get
right.
some coffee.
And he just didn't come back when I expected, and I started to worry because I thought, you know, he was so social. I thought, well, he's out walking. He's run into somebody like Jabulani,
right.
and he's visiting or something. And then I looked on his day planner and saw that he had notated that he wasn't feeling well. So I actually drove around thinking maybe he was sitting down somewhere and calling around places he might have stopped, and just realized that it just felt wrong. Something felt wrong. So
you read a note particularly. He said he was going to power through it. He wasn't feeling well, but he wrote that he was going to power through it.
Right, and which is something we say all the time. You and I were talking about that. I find myself saying that all the time. And, you know, when do we stop and sit back and say, wait a minute, this is something I shouldn't power through. This is something that I need to get some medical attention for. But, you know, he was such a strong, physically strong, and had done so many amazing things in his life. It just, he being in the military and some of the situations he was in, he had faced death numerous times, seriously. So I think this was just something he wasn't thinking was as serious as it obviously was.
We had a lot of outpouring of support at KCUR.org for Tom Ryan, where you can find a little note I wrote about him and his impressions upon me and the community of Kansas City and his life at KCUR.org. Maria on KCUR.org says, Tom and my cousin were cadets at West Point together. His life was so full, so many stories. A publican, a.k.a. pub owner in England, employed by the Australian Army in Namibia. He volunteered for adventures. It's easy to see that I'm one of many, many who counted him as their friend. Life and work are about personal connections, as Tom would say. Jason, why do you think Tom loved music so much? What was your impression of why he loved music so much?
Oh, it's just because music's, you know, all about communicating, like, and ideas and feelings, emotions, and that's what he loved to do. He loved to talk about those kind of things, and so that was an ideal medium for him.
We're about to listen to Tom's voice because you put together a song in memory of Tom. Tell us about that.
Well, this was actually coming out. We had recorded this maybe a year ago. It's myself on banjo and Betsy Ellis on fiddle. And there was a little bit of prose that Tom wrote and that I asked him earlier if I could use it for Brain Device lyrics. And then and I was thinking, I was like, well, this might work better for banjo. So we recorded this all, like about a year ago or so. And I was like, well, I haven't released the CD yet, but I think this would be a great tribute to him and to have, just people can hear his voice again, and it's more timeless.
What's the song called?
It's called Heuristics.
Tell us about what that means, heuristics.
And heuristics is just kind of like putting things together, using what you know, what you don't know, and this trying to make sense of everything.
Let's get into that song, Heuristics, by Jason Beers with Tom Ryan and dedicated to the late, great local writer and Renaissance man, Tom Ryan. Kansas City, if you don't know Tom Ryan, you get to hear him for the first time. Now, introducing Tom Ryan.
All those things we know, but don't, or think we do. Measure this, solve this and that, how far, distance, time. Some analyze, slice, micro process, measure the measure, solve it, dissolve, tag and name the unfathomable. We know. We get it. Rule of thumbs. All thumbs, sometimes. Scattered. Distracted. Draw a picture. A song. Thread to a time when. Divide by two. Eyeball it. Smell it. Expiration date. Rock the baby, rubbing eyes, stars. Navigate, Kentucky windage. Lick, two fists lead at that distance. Lob. Walk at night, shorter by day. You'll see. Trust me. Dry socks. About that heavy. Good. Heavier. Time to plant, grow again, learn. Water, nurture, shade, trim, dig. Seems like we return more often. We remember. Often still we see more pours in. Feels full. More. Room spins, homework, laundry. Hot fudge Sunday drive, 5 minutes. Please, can we go, please? It's not that far, remember?
It's not that far, indeed. That's the voice of Tom Ryan. Jason Beers is our guest, along with Tom Ryan's longtime life partner, Elaine McMillan. You can find out more about Tom Ryan's works, life, and legacy on our website at kcur.org. With that said, it's more than appropriate to end with the words of Tom Ryan. This is an excerpt from an essay titled Kansas City Incubator, a love letter that we're going to have Elaine read as we go out here.
And are you linking his blog?
We are linking everything.
Wonderful.
On kcur.org, along with the comments that we've got in.
All right, Elaine. This is Tom's words. I've just been here for a bit over 2 years, so I have a great deal to learn about you. Others, with a lifelong history of knowing you, certainly have a stronger and more mature type of love, My love has grown beyond one of infatuation, though. I'm home. I know you have many ideas, many sides like a prism that can throw rainbows around a room from your sunlight through my window. One of your facets I've fallen in love with is your artistic side. I love that about you. I treasure your art museums, your institute, your galleries, theaters, performance spaces, your music clubs, your libraries. Your new performing arts center grows each day outside my Walnut Street window, the cranes gently rising, lowering, and swinging. But most of all, I love your artists, the people you incubate.
Those are the words of Tom Ryan, an excerpt from an essay titled Kansas City Incubator, A Love Letter, written by Tom Ryan. Tom Ryan will be remembered and forever missed. We thank musicians Elaine McMillan and Jason Beers for joining us to remember Tom. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
We also have Appropriate Grammar on Twitter says, Tom gave us a great start with his words, the passing of a big heart and a greater spirit. He will be sorely missed. Miss you, Tom. Tune in tomorrow as the food critics once again set the table for a discussion on local culinary marvels. Our show is produced by Tamika Weatherspoon, executive produced by Bill Anderson. Kim Noble is our announcer. Central Standard's intro theme music is by Miles Bonney, and the outro is by the Will Knotts. Up to Date is next with a chat with Hannah Rosen about her new book, The End of Men and the Rise of Women. I'm Jabalani LaFall. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your day.